The liver virus, hepatitis B, is thought to have infected up to a third of the world's population, 2 billion people, half a billion of them chronically. Hep B also has a partner in crime called hepatitis D, which is a subviral particle that borrows the coat proteins of hepatitis B and quite literally rides on its coattails. And although there's an excellent vaccine that can prevent infection with both of these agents, scientists still didn't know how the virus was recognising and entering liver cells. And this is important because if we know how it gets in, we can potentially design drugs to block the process, helping people who are already infected. Now, Wenwei Li from the National Institute of Biological Sciences in Beijing has made just that discovery.
We want to find the functional receptor for hepatitis B and hepatitis D virus, which infected one third of the world population, and how it enters a hepatocyte, which is the target cells of that, has been unknown for several decades. We just want to identify the receptor for this virus.
So although we know that hepatitis B and its relative hepatitis D get into liver cells, until now, no one knew exactly how they were doing that.
Yes. So we've identified a very specific bile acid transporter, which could function as a functional receptor for this virus.
So this is just a chemical which is present on the cells in the liver, which the virus is docking onto and using to get in?
Yes, it's a protein, mainly expressed in liver. The protein name is a sodium taurocholate co-transporting polypeptide, in short, NTCP, and it's a multiple transmembrane protein and predominantly expressed in liver at the sinusoidal membrane, that is the blood side of the hepatocyte, and it functions as a bile acid transporter and is critical for the enterohepatic circulation of bile acid.
Can you explain to me how the technique worked? How did you home in on that protein in the membrane in order to prove that this was the receptor that hepatitis B and hepatitis D were using?
Yeah, so we combined biochemistry and biological approaches. We developed a unique and very highly efficient approach for tandem purification of complex membrane proteins. We utilized a viral protein ligand in which we incorporate three tags, or photoreactive non-natural amino acids in the receptor binding site, an epitope adjacent to the receptor binding site for antibody recognition, and a bulging tail. So the photoleucine allowed zero-distance cross-linking of the peptide ligand and its binding receptor upon UV irradiation.
So what you've done is to insert some fake, for want of a better word, amino acids into the virus protein, which, when you shine ultraviolet light on them, will form bonds to anything nearby them. And you've also got a tag on there so that you can grab it with an antibody or with biotin. And you incubate this modified virus protein with cell surface membranes and then zap them with the light to make the protein stick on irreversibly to anything it's bonded to at the moment, at that moment in time, and then you purify it. Is that right?
Right, yeah. That's exactly what we did. And we then used the LC-MS, that is mass spectrometry, to analyze the target protein.
So by basically asking what is this molecule, you come up with a chemical formula for the protein. But how do you work out what that is in the cell? Because there must be lots of proteins in the cells that are going to have a similar chemical formula.
Yes, we took several approaches to prove that is the molecule we want. First of all, we use small interferon RNAs to knock down this molecule into the cells, and we check whether the infection of HBV and HDV is affected by this gene silencing. And then we express this NTCP molecules into the HIV-7 cells, which normally does not express this protein. And we evaluate whether the viral infection could be enhanced by transfecting this molecule.
That's quite neat. So effectively you turn a cell which is uninfectable into a cell that becomes infectable as soon as you express this molecule in it, thus proving that this is necessary and sufficient for hepatitis B and hepatitis D viruses to get into these cells.
Correct.
So now that you know this target, is it the only target on cells? In other words, if you take cells in a dish and, as you have done, put this receptor molecule into them, do you get the same sort of turnover or growth in the cells or the efficiency of infection of the cells that you would in a human who was challenged with hepatitis B?
Yeah, that's a very important question. We think that this molecule is the predominant one, if not the only one, of the receptor. However, if you transfect this receptor into cells, it can support the viral infection, but not as efficient as in vivo. There's many reasons for this, and the detailed mechanism is still unknown.
Now that you know what the receptor is, though, what do you think the implications of your discovery are?
This discovery advances our understanding of HBV and HDV infection, and I think it also may raise the possibility to develop new therapeutics approaches for these viral infections. There are some drugs available against this NTCP, but we don't know yet if they can block the viral infection.
Wang Wei Li.